Jacksonville brewery Intuition Ale Works, across the street from TIAA Bank Field, is joining in with Jags fans who are still salty about a playoff game call many say lost the team a spot in this year's Super Bowl. Newly on tap this week, the Miles Jack Wasn't Down brew. So I hit the tap room to relive the painful play with patrons.
Miles Jack was not down, Jacksonville.
The phrase has become a hashtag, a t-shirt, and now the name of Intuition's new Belgian triple. And it's because of this play. It's fourth quarter in the last playoff game. The Jags are winning 20-10. The Patriots have the ball, but not for much longer.
And then Miles Jack comes from behind.
He's got the football in his hands.
Oh, I think he got it, Jim. I think he actually got it.
Jack now has the ball, and he's ready to run for a touchdown.
But then the ref said blow the whistle.
Right, I remember this, actually.
The ref's blowing the whistle ends the play. The
frustrating part of it is that Miles Jack gets the whistle gets blown, and there's not allowed to be a continuation of the play when he would have had a touchdown.
It's heartbreaking to watch it again.
You see him slam the ball, Miles Jack, and that's him outrightly being frustrated that they blew that whistle.
The Jags got robbed, and the referees did a terrible job.
If you had to make a call, would you say Miles Jack was or wasn't down?
I would say he was not down.
Watching it again, it's even more clear. I'm so glad Intuition is raising awareness about the injustice that the Jaguars suffered.
That was Pedro Thomas, Chandler Cobb, Leslie Lalonde, and Benjamin Hype. And as for the beer, taproom manager Sammy Bass says it's citrusy and 9% alcohol.
So it's a little boozy. You only really need one or two.
And Intuition's beer isn't the first with the name. Green Room Brewing at Jacksonville Beach also served a beer called Miles Jack Wasn't Down. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.